Let's go. And welcome to a brand new week of the Snitch and Lens podcast. My friend of 20 years, Mr. Lindsay Price, across the table from me once again.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Oh, not much, you know, just chilling in the studio. It's good to be back here.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been like nearly a month.
Ah, well, not according to the podcast.
Not according to the podcast schedule release.
According to the podcast schedule release, we were in here last week.
Hey guys, great to be on the airways again, yeah. Even though we're not on there.
I think there would have been a couple of stories there which were a bit old. People could have figured that out.
Yeah.
Okay. They pull back the curtain.
The internet is a smart and talented, intelligent person.
Yeah, there is no secrets in the podcast world, Lensman. We're very forward with all the stuff that we do, including what's coming up on the show.
Okay? Which we're talking about.
Yes, right now. Lensman Fireworks.
Love the old fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Love a bit of a bang, bit of a poof.
Bit of a poof, huh?
You know, some are duds.
Yep. Some are duds. Some bungers just never worked.
Yeah, the fuse just never hit the ignition.
It never
just,
did it?
Never.
No.
That was a moment anticipation. I know I'm dragging this on, but like when you light a bunger and that kind of like the fuse goes shh, and you're just like, this is it. And nothing happens. And then you're like, we got to wait like a minute to see if it
you
explodes.
You can't go over there because you know,
it's like danger zone.
I feel like you're going to touch it and it's just going to blow your foot off the second you get anywhere near it. And we've lit some big bungers.
We've lit some massive bungers.
Don't play with fireworks, kids. Also, Rob Ford is up to some old shenanigans again. And Linsman, we've got a couple of questions again. One which is very close to your heart.
Oh, no.
Trust me. You're going to enjoy this one. It's all coming up on the Snitch Lens podcast. Lensman, I've actually just recently moved from an apartment to another apartment.
Yeah.
Now, before I was kind of in the city.
Yeah.
Now I'm kind of a little bit further out of the city.
Just over the river.
Over
the harbour.
So I'm kind of like looking at, not that I've got harbour views or anything, but I'm looking over the city now. So I can see more of the city, basically.
Yeah, you're not in amongst it.
Yeah, exactly. So there's been one specific thing that I've noticed now that I'm being able to see a bit of Sydney from the outside.
What's that? Okay. Yeah, okay, yeah.
This is when I figure it out. Sydney loves fireworks.
Loves them.
Sydney is sick for some fireworks. They freaking love it.
Anything,
you know how I know?
How do you know?
How I know? There is fireworks, Lensman, every weekend. A weekend.
What do you mean? Like every Saturday and Sunday?
Every Saturday, Sunday, there is fireworks going off somewhere, okay? That's the scheduled ones. Okay
scheduled fireworks.
That's the scheduled ones. There's also ones that people let off all around the shop, just on willy-nilly.
Just like weeknights or weekdays or when?
Anytime. Just, I don't know, maybe they do it during the day. Can't do it during the day. Don't know why they do that. It's a bit of a waste of fireworks if you ask me.
Sound effects.
They just love the sound of fireworks.
The sound of a good old firework.
Just love the sound of explosions. It's fantastic. But I don't know how they're doing this. How are people getting a hold of fireworks? I was under the impression that you no longer can buy really good fireworks at Canberra anymore.
No, you can't. That's right.
Because
like,
I remember when we were little, you used to be able to still do it.
Yeah.
And people would go and buy it and then they'd let them off all the time. But somehow people are getting a hold of fireworks and having their own little displays. They can't get enough from the bloody fireworks every weekend. They need to have it during the week.
It's like those fireworks are too small and too far away. We need fireworks.
Yeah, we need fireworks now.
I need my firework fix right now.
Yeah, right now. Like, I don't want to go to work today. I want to sit at home and light these fuses and just feel the power. Okay? So this weekend,
I want to control the color of the sky. Yeah, yeah. This is how I'm going to do it.
But that's not even it, man. It's weekends, there's these unscheduled ones. Then there's the special event ones as well.
Okay.
Which makes, don't get me wrong, it makes sense for some of them. Okay?
So Easter, Christmas.
Hold on. We're talking like New Year's.
Okay, New Year's.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, New Year's, Australia Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Obviously. It's a celebration. Yeah. You know, that's the kind of stuff.
Good on us.
I don't understand Easter. Why are we doing fireworks for Easter?
I don't know. What are we celebrating?
I don't understand why we're doing it for that. Christmas? It's not a fireworks time.
It's not really like a fireworks time, is it?
It's not, no. It's not a fireworks time at all. Why are we doing this? Oh, by the way, also, Anzac Day. I, for anything, would have to say that that's the worst idea. You've got a lot of old veterans walking around.
So, from, you know,
from the war.
Scarred from war.
And they're just going to be like, nah, let's just chuck a couple of explosions
let's
in there.
Let's just celebrate the Anzac boys going over.
By blowing more stuff up.
By reenacting war.
Exactly. I don't understand. It's literally like they have gone to China, and I'm assuming that we get our fireworks from China.
Yeah.
Okay. They've gone to China, and they've just bought, like, an on-sale package.
Like,
of
a
just
massive, like, a
fireworks.
Whole ship
yeah.
full of fireworks.
Yeah, literally, one of those ships that you see coming into the harbour sometimes, one of them they haven't told us, is just full of fireworks.
Yep.
And it's sitting in one of the bays, and every time a bloody holiday or even anything just minutely
And the mayor
up,
is just like...
Exactly, yeah.
It's just like, well, we blew the budget like way over on fireworks.
We need to get rid of this.
It's anything. And you think of anything.
Yeah, anything. Queen's birthday. Get him out.
Get him out. Get him out. Get him out.
I don't care if she's got nothing to do with the country anymore. Get him out.
Halloween, we don't even celebrate him. Get him out.
Premier resigns. Get him out.
First of May. Get him out.
Get him out, guys. I don't care. Just get him done. I honestly think that China, the country that invented fireworks, has less firework displays than Sydney does.
Snitch, mate, I was driving to work 2 days ago. Just cruising along, whatever. Mm-hmm. Driven the route 1,000 times, you can't blank out.
Yeah.
You kind of get used to it.
Pushing that old Corolla, huh?
Yep, just cruising along.
Cruising, smooth ride.
I'm driving down the road, and there's a car waiting for me to turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just Astra or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Pick on the Astra.
I think it was your old car.
Yep, that's right.
It always, was black, too. It might have been your old car.
Always pick on the Astra because I had an Astra and it was a piece of shit. Okay.
What?
Rightio.
So I'm just like, doo-ba-doo-ba-doo. And he's waiting for me to turn. And then I see this truck. I'm like, man, that truck's going pretty fast. The driver does not see the Astra behind him. So the truck is cruising up behind the Astra, fanging it. The guy must be looking at his phone. Driving a truck.
Right, okay.
He must be doing 50 Ks an hour.
So you're about to see an accident happen.
I saw the accident.
Oh, yeah, it happened.
It happened, like, amongst me. Oh. And it was very lucky, actually. Very, very lucky. So the truck smashes right into the back of this Astra.
Whoa.
Bumpers go flying everywhere. Luckily, the Astra had, you know how like when you're waiting for a turn, you turn your like steering wheel?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He would have like smashed right into me, like right into my driver's door.
Oh, really?
I would have been dead.
Oh,
I wouldn't be here.
Wow. you looked at death.
I looked at death. And
you saw
him
in the face and you said, not today, Death.
Not today.
The wheel has been turned.
So luckily, the Astra turned away and kind of pulled in, and the truck driver, who realizes what he has done, has a shocked look on his face. It's like, oh! He looks at me, I'm like, oh! And then I just drive away. Oh, to see his bumper and everything. Pipes go flying everywhere.
Man,
he knows he's in shit. And he's the first person to look at me, and I'm just like, whoa! And he's like, oh, I'm so dead. I'm like, I know, man. I'll just drive off into the sunset.
I know, man.
I gotta go to work.
Ellen's been already mentioned that I've moved.
Yeah.
I now, because I start very early, I'm basically a shift worker for what I do.
Yep.
I start at 2 a.m. and from where I'm coming from now, I need to get a train in. Funnily enough, trains don't run at 2 a.m.
No.
So I'm getting a cab every morning now.
Yeah, you get a cab charge, yeah.
Yeah, well, you don't have to tell people I'm getting it for free. I could be paying for a cab every day.
Let's start again.
So, no, it's fine. Let's keep it rolling, man. You just let all my personal details out there. Want to give my address as well?
It's like, let's go to Snitch's house and get cab charges.
Actually, that's pretty true, though. I mean, getting cab charges is pretty sweet.
We did organise a plan to see that you spend your cab charges.
Hopefully no one from work is listening to this and know that we use the cab charges during the weekend. But I'm going
to
keep going. I don't care. I want to tell the story. Okay. Lizbeth, I get taxis from home. Okay.
Yeah.
And I book them on an app. It's called GoCatch. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's just this app that you put all your details into and you can just book them straight away off that. You can actually see them coming to your house, which is really cool.
That's cool. A little tracker.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And obviously they turn up pretty quickly because it's 2 a.m. No one's getting it on 2 a.m. on a weekday.
Yeah.
So they rock up to my house, but before they get there, 5 minutes before they get there, they give you a buzz as well to say, hey, we're rocking up to your house. Are you ready to roll? Okay. So,
oh, no.
So the cabbies... Well, this is the weird thing, okay? So I get a call from these guys every morning. It's just what they do.
Like, yeah.
It must just be a set thing that you have to do with this app.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it also means that there's a bunch of cab drivers, because it's a different one each time, a bunch of cab drivers now have my number. Okay?
Yeah.
So this happened the other day. I had finished work because I finished fairly early in the day because I start very early.
Okay.
I was just chilling at home and then suddenly I got a call from an unknown number. I don't know who this is. Pick it up and it's a cab driver and he's going, hey, it's Rob here or something. We'll be there in 5 minutes. And then hangs up the phone. And I'm like, who? What was that? Is someone's going to be here in 5 minutes? I have no idea who this person is.
So Rob, Rob has called you and like,
Rob has called me.
Come to your house, mate.
To tell me that he's coming around in 5 minutes.
And hangs up.
And I have no idea what he's going to do. At this point, I haven't made the connection between the fact that these cab drivers are my number. I've only been to getting cabs for like a week. I haven't made that connection. So in my mind, all I'm thinking is, Rob's coming around here to do something in 5 minutes, and I better be bloody ready for it. So Rob's going to kill me.
You got five minutes of life.
Either that, or it's some like government thing, like someone needs me, you know? Someone's ready to pick me up.
It's like, we're going to
Something's happened, and I've got to go. Like, what do I do?
And they haven't contacted you at all. The government just like... Let the taxi call him.
But I don't know it's even a taxi. It's just a guy called Rob. And he's rocking up in 5 minutes. What do I do? Do I have to set up the table? Do I need to cook dinner? What's going on?
Do I need to get dressed?
Rob, give me some more information next time you call me, all right? So anyway, I eventually figured out that he's probably a taxi driver. Nothing ended up happening, all right?
He didn't come.
Well, no, I mean, I live in an apartment block, so he may have come. But I'm like, I'm not going to rock downstairs. And if like, what if he does turn up? I'm going to stay up here, you know, stay up on my level.
Okay, fair enough.
Keep all the doors locked.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I actually locked the door because he said I was going to be there. So Rob was probably going to rock up to my specific apartment number.
Is this the reason you asked me for a spotter scope?
Mate, a little bit, okay. I want to be able to see people.
If the taxi driver has arrived.
See if he's got a rifle. That's what I want to know.
Snitch man in America, an execution was bodged.
Something
didn't go right. Okay. Something didn't go right. He didn't die properly.
I think the word you're looking for is botched.
What'd I say?
Bodged.
Very similar words.
It was a bodgy one.
It was a bodgy execution. You go back and like, something's not right.
I feel like now all I can picture in my head is it stuffing up and the guy walking up to him and be like, sorry, mate, we bodged it up. We bodged it.
It's a little messy, but
it's bodged. Okay, so they've botched it. Yeah.
It'll cost less. What's happened? This guy sentenced to execution. He's died of a heart attack, which was not part of the execution or whatever he was meant to die.
Happened after.
Yeah. And then the doctor said, you know what? Until this, we sort out what happened. Until we get the coroner in here, no more executions for the rest of the day.
No more.
We're done. Okay. Like, we're done for today.
Yeah.
Here's the key piece of information that was missing from that story.
Right.
There was a man on death row who was going to be executed later that afternoon.
Well, that makes sense. I suppose that's why they would say no executions.
Yeah, exactly. He is now lucky that he doesn't have to be executed. He's been given a whole nother day. He's gone, thank you, baby Jesus, that I'm not going to die today. I can spend one more day in my lonely cell.
Sweet. I mean, what's one more day to a guy that's been in prison for probably a fairly long time?
A fairly long time. But then I thought, hang on, what about this? What if this guy is actually pretty pissed?
What do you mean pretty pissed?
Well, you know how you psych yourself up for something.
He'd already had his affairs in order.
he's done his last meal. Yeah. He's been given his last rites. I wanted to do this. You know, I was promised my death. I want my death now. I was promised death. I want death.
Come on, guys. I don't care if you bodged up the last one.
Just roll him over.
I don't care how bodgy the last one was, okay? Get me in the chair, plug me in, and send me up. That's what I say. You know what I reckon he's done, though?
What
would be really pissed about? What's happened is he knows he's going to die, right? They've walked him out of his cell.
He knows he's going to die.
Yeah, but, you know, he's in there with other people as well.
Yeah.
All these murderers and stuff, okay, that he's been nice to because you want to be nice to people in prison. You don't want to make enemies.
Exactly.
But he's going to die. He doesn't care anymore. He's given them all the finger. Just being like, you guys can go all F yourselves.
See you in hell.
And then before he's about to walk through the door to the execution table, it's like, hold off, sorry, no more today. Go back to your cell. And he's going to go back there and be like, well, guys, this is awkward.
This is the last awkward few hours we have together.
I'd like to say, you know, I thought I was going to die in a slightly less painful way, but now I'm going to get stabbed to death.
Snitchman, last Wednesday, the High Court of Australia ruled that Nori
sounds more gender non-specific.
that this person, this human being, has been classified as a person of non-specific gender.
Right.
So neither male...
Nor female.
Nor female.
Right.
And...
So hasn't got the twig and two berries.
No.
Hasn't got the old taco either.
Well, to be sure, I don't know. I don't know. It's not like we're
didn't
like...
Didn't have a photo.
We don't have a photo. We can't just go in there and go, hey, do you mind if we just like... What's it look like down there?
Do you mind if we have a poke around? I just... like, if you're not meant to be either, I actually can't envision what that's meant to look like.
Because all my life I've been looking at the science textbooks and I'm like, well, that goes in that.
Yeah.
But now I don't know what's happening.
Like, is it like above and below or is it, are they side by side? Is it a...
What's going on?
Yeah.
We're just curious.
One on the front, one on the back?
Anyway,
yeah, sorry.
Good for him.
He nearly said good for him.
I nearly did.
This is the whole point of this segment.
I know. And that's part of like the reason in the news article I've written down or I've got here actually refers to as he or him because I guess it previously was a he or him. But
so the news article is actually referred to it as a man.
I think, but they're going off history, I guess. So I don't know what we call. What do we call this human being? A person of non-specific sexual orientation?
No, it's not orientation. It's gender.
Gender. There we go. Yeah. My fault.
Plenty of people which have non-specific sexual orientation, mate. Plenty of people
Plenty
like
of
that.
Those people.
Yeah, I know a few.
But you know what? Good for this person of non-specific gender.
Good for them.
And you know what? Oh, maybe there was people in the past that could have had this same in...
Like title.
Title, yeah. And it would have been a good thing that this person can have this and not be discriminated against.
Yeah, so I think it's a great thing. Yeah.
I think sometimes maybe if it had been done like centuries ago, I wonder what history would have looked like. What if we re-envisioned history with people of non-specific gender?
Person of non-specific gender. Person of non-specific gender.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that
person of non-specific gender.
Miss Lewinsky.
Like person of non-specific gender. Person of non-specific gender.
Spider.
Person of non-specific gender.
Does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size. Catches thieves just like guys. Look out. Here comes a spider.
Person of non-specific gender.
Lin's Man, new segment. This is the third time we've done it. I feel like it's going pretty well. What do you think?
Well. Yeah, it's going pretty well.
Yeah? What do you give it like an A plus?
As a teacher, I'm giving it a... I give it a B plus.
Okay, cool. So we got some.
So I'm saying it's great. Probably just needs that little bit more to get to that band 6.
Mm, way to motivate us, Linsman. Good on you.
Just got
to
use the proper terminology and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, the thinking is right.
Speaking of proper terminology, you should probably tell the people what the segment is. Questions, Lins.
Questions.
Which is we take questions from Yahoo Answers, the website. And we answer them for you because Yahoo Answers sucks at answering questions.
It's not great. It's not accurate.
No.
So we feel that we've got a slight edge in the world.
Yep,
and we've got a little bit more wisdom.
And I mentioned this before. I feel like we're kind of slight life coaches, you know?
We are. Yeah. We are.
So if you've got problems. Oh, also, if you've got questions that you want us to answer, feel free to message us on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Jump on facebook.com/snitchandlins or hit us up on Twitter at Snitch and Lins.
We will answer your questions live on the podcast.
Exactly.
And you get to show it to your friends and like, hey, I'm on the podcast.
Oh, I'm on that podcast that no one's heard of. Fantastic. Lins Man, number one question.
Yep.
These are all from Yahoo Answers. First one is, now we have to say them as they're written.
Okay.
Okay. How does space smell like? So obviously they've gone through two different questions in there and they've just melded them into one.
How does space smell like?
First question was, how does space smell? And the second question was, what does space smell like? Now it's just, how does space smell like?
How does space
What do you reckon? What's space smell like, Lensman?
Oranges.
Oranges?
I reckon oranges.
It's a pretty generic smell, isn't it? That's like saying it smells like chicken.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. But that's citrus.
Way to think outside the box.
What do you want?
It probably smells like alien farts out there. Who knows?
It might be. It might be full of alien farts.
No, I reckon it's got a... I reckon it smells a bit like... It's clean. I feel like space is clean, right?
No, that's because of the sci-fi movies in space. They're clean kind of spaceships.
Yeah, but like the actual space, there's nothing out there. That's the whole point. Like, there's nothing there. So I reckon it smells like Febreze or something, you know?
Yeah, like maybe.
Maybe a bit like spray and wipe.
Oh, what about Dettol?
Dettol, definitely
Dettol.
It's
got to be Dettol.
That's it.
You get
That's
out there,
it.
You take your helmet off, like, holy crap, it's
Dettol.
Dettol.
And I'm dead.
And I'm dead.
Question number two.
Yeah.
From Yahoo Answers. This one's also about space, funnily enough.
Okay.
This one's a little more in depth. Bear with me on this one. This is the question. Okay. Do you think NASA invented thunderstorms to cover up the sound of space battles? Serious question, Lindsman. Serious question. Now, let's get down to this, all right?
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
Space battles are happening mainly in June and July.
Well, why is that?
Because it rains a lot more and there's a lot more thunderstorms.
So that's
when the Imperial Space Fighters are declaring war on the other evil empire. And fighting over Australia.
So we're about to say that we're basically about to hit the peak of space battles.
Oh, we're going to hit an amazing space battle. Mm. Especially in some other month.
Especially in another month where storms happen.
Can't think of any other month.
Well, no, that was 2 good months. We didn't need any more months.
We didn't need more months.
I reckon 2 months of space battles is plenty, to be honest.
It's like, and then in the summer they go, oh, calm it down, little guys. Yeah. No more space battles now.
Just chill it, all right? Yep. Okay, we haven't got enough storms around to cover you up with, okay? Just, no, I don't know how you meant to prevent battles. Isn't the whole point of a battle that no one can prevent it?
I don't know, but you've got to cover them up with some storms.
No, they just go up there and just go, hey guys, shut up for 8 months, okay?
Yeah. The males and females and non-specific gender people will know.
Exactly. They'll all know down there. Get your shit together. Last one, Lensman, and this one's going to hit pretty close to home for you, okay? Number three from Yahoo Answers. It's a very personal question from the person that's asking.
Oh, why do you have to ask me now? Okay, what is it? You put me on the spot. What is it? I'm ready to take anything.
Am I really an elf?
Why did you have to bring this up, Snitch? Why did you have to bring this up?
I thought
this was buried 20 years ago.
Well, I don't think we've ever spoken about this on the podcast before, but when Lindsay was quite young, I think we've known each other for 20 years, you used to look like an elf.
I don't look like an elf anymore. I used to look like an elf.
I said that you had past experiences with it, you know? It was close to your heart. Didn't say you look like one now. You don't. You just look like a normal dude.
And it's not like I'm small or got big feet. It's got like I got pointy ears. I had pointy ears. It kind of like I sanded them down a little bit.
It's like you could be related to an elf now. It's like maybe you're a third or a fourth elf, you know?
Maybe that could almost be used like a pickup line. Like,
yeah, good luck with that.
I'm related to Legolas or something like that. Girls love
Legolas.
People love,
man. If you're trying to pick up girls, they're not going to know who Legolas is.
They might.
Yeah. But Legolas isn't sexy in the new film. He's old now. It's Orlando Bloom. He's like, what, nearly 40?
Yeah, it's true.
No one gives a shit about him. That would have been cool in high school when you actually look like an elf.
So that's why I was getting paid for those Santa jobs,
exactly.
Santa photo jobs.
Man, if you just dressed you up in a red and green, put a bell on your hat, I can't believe you didn't come into any fancy dress dressed up like an elf.
I'm not coming. I'm not doing it.
It's pretty funny, though. Come on, you got to embrace this kind of stuff, Lensman.
Fine. I'll see what I can do.
take that weird tips off your ears. Let your elf fly, okay? And that's what I say to this person, okay? Are you an elf? Maybe you are. Maybe you like Lens. Embrace it, okay?
Okay.
Be your elfy little self.
I'm going to have to embrace the elf.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Embrace the elf, mate. And it's a pretty good job, too. I mean, you get to hang out with Santa. Everyone wants that.
Santa's okay. Easter Bunny's
okay.
All right.
Santa's okay?
Jesus is the best.
Okay. This segment's over. If we're going to be talking about make-believe stuff now, okay? Lensman, you may have heard of this guy called Rob Ford. He is the mayor of Toronto. Been in the news a lot recently. He was caught smoking crack. Not a great thing for a mayor to be doing, as far as
especially
I know.
Especially for the mayor of Toronto. Yeah. You don't, like, any mayor, any person doesn't want to be caught smoking crack.
I got to say, for a city that has the mayor smoking crack, Toronto's pretty good.
It's a pretty good city.
We've been there. We both went there on the America trip.
It's a lovely, lovely city.
I don't think we ended up doing a podcast segment from there because we were so sick. We're also in the smallest room in the world with four dudes.
It was
not fun.
Who was in charge of booking that accommodation?
Oh, who would have known? But Rob Ford has been all over the news, but it's only just died down, okay? So people have started kind of forgetting about it. He's still the mayor, obviously.
Yeah.
He's now up for re-election.
So he stayed in the position.
Yeah,
even though he was
there.
Caught.
Even though he was caught straight up smoking some crack, just getting on the old white pony. He's just like, nah, I'm going to
I can this. Still run yeah. a city, guys. I still got this.
You realize that our premier resigned over a bottle of wine.
And this guy is
this
smoking.
Guy was smoking crack.
Was caught smoking crack.
Yeah. Okay. And that's not the most ridiculous part, okay? He's up for a re-election at the moment, and this has just come to light.
I can't believe he's up for
this
re-election.
This has just come to light. He's up for re-election, and he's been caught smoking crack again.
Again! He's where was it?
It was in
was
the...
Was he doing a campaign?
Oh, mate. He's just like, guys, I'm all for crack, okay? It is fantastic. It is just a great
crack. Crack is the foundation of this city.
Yeah, crack is not whack. Crack is the best. That is my campaign policy. And then just lights one up right on the camp, just on top of the podium, you know?
Right then and there. Exactly. And then blew the smoke into a child's face.
Exactly. And said, learn this, kid. Welcome to Toronto.
Vote for me.
Vote for me, kid. When you get older, you'll appreciate this. I can't believe that this has happened again. You know where he was caught?
Where was he?
He was caught in his sister's basement. Ugh. You know, even if they left crack out of that title, it would still be that weird. You know, if it was just like, if the mayor of Toronto was caught in his sister's basement.
That's weird.
Still weird.
Still weird. What is he doing down there? What is he doing down there?
I don't know. Maybe he just felt like he had to go all the way. Like, he's like, I'm already in a basement.
Why wouldn't he be in his own basement?
I don't know.
Why would he?
maybe that's where he got caught the first time. I don't know.
Maybe. No, maybe they installed smoke detectors in there.
Yeah, they're just like, well, this will stop him. And be like, I got them. I got a sister. He's got a perfectly good basement and a bunch of crack down there. Let's go. Get in the Range Rover. It's time to smoke some up. I feel like he got down to the basement and just thought, this is weird enough. I might as well while
might
I'm here.
As well. Might as I'm, well. I'm here.
Let's just do a little bit. Just a tiny bit
just
of crack.
Just a smidgen.
Yeah, it's just a little taste. Yeah. You know? You know that I like it. Everyone does now.
Everyone loves it. People,
maybe you just thought people weren't going to be shocked now.
Yeah, maybe. It was like, I'm known as the mayor of Cracksville.
Like when they...
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Just smoke one up. It's just got to the point where he's just like, people expect me to be smoking crack. That's what his campaign said. Like, they were in the campaign room with his managers and stuff. Yeah. The big thing is, like, people expect you to be smoking crack 24/7. We need you to be doing that. We need you to be seen.
It's like being, already there, guys.
Yeah, I'm way ahead of you, okay? I got a pocket full of it right now. If you guys want some, you can pay me for it, okay?
I'm on the
I didn't get to Mayor of Toronto by giving away crack for free.
Outro!
You've been listening to the Snitch and Lins podcast for another week. It's been a pleasure being here, Lins, man. Before we go, I want to send a shout out to my parents.
Oh, now you make me look bad.
Mom and
Dad, you look good.
Just want to say, you know, thanks for looking after me. Shout out to our mate Brendo, who's walking
past
the studio right now. There we go.
Giving some good thumbs up there.
Fantastic guy, Brendo. We've got to get him back on the podcast.
We've got to get him back on.
Yeah, very cool guy. And also to just the single mums out there as well. Just a shout out to you.
See, now I feel like I've got to do a shout out.
Well, do a shout out then. No one's stopping you.
Okay, I'm doing shout out to...
You can't think of anyone that's underprivileged, can you? Cannot think of it.
I'm so
all of it.
Self-absorbed.
I want to do a shout out to myself
and the guy who gave me the muffin the other day.
Yeah. Oh wait, no, that was me.
I bought a muffin.
Of course. You've been listening to Snitch and Lins podcast. Till next week.
Spread the love.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lins. For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlins.com.
Okay, Lins. Next time we stop, I'm getting that leaf.
Oh my God, I'm on the Anzac Bridge. Can you just give me a moment, man? This is like, this guy's in front of me, driving.
Oh, you're finding this distracting, me pointing a phone in your face.
Yeah, just a little, Michael. Just a little. I got trucks up my ass. I got freaking...
Well, look, I mean, at least we'll have a recording if there's a smash, that it's your fault.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah, real friendship right there. Help me out. Help a friend out.
No, because we'll get to the smash, and then they'll be like, no, it was that guy's fault. It was the truck driver's fault. And I'll be like, oh, no, officer, I have a recording. It was obviously Lindsay's fault.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
I've recorded it.
Explain the situation for the people at home, Michael.
Well, Lindsay, there's a leaf stuck in your windscreen wiper, and it's been there... since you picked me up this morning, and it is not moving for the life of me.
It's jammed in the wiper. Yeah. So every time we stop, it goes down. But every time we start, it comes up and hits the windshield.
Yeah, and
it keeps tapping.
And it's driving you and me insane.
Yeah, it's driving. So yeah,
I need to get out and remove it because we're still like another half an hour before we get back to my place.
Yeah.
So next stoplight, I'm jumping out and I'm getting it. And I don't care where I am.
You can get taken out by a car.
It's all right. I mean, at least we'll have. At least it'll be funny.
At least it'll be funny. He died the way he wanted to live.
Getting hit by a car. it's not the best way to live.
It's like, I'm like, this is really distracting.
Yeah, well, you can't do two things at once. You can talk and drive, right?
Well, yeah, not really. I can barely eat and drive. I can barely breathe
and
drive.
And drive? You're not meant to eat and drive, Lindsay. Well, talk and drive.
Why do they have drive-thru?
You pick it up, take it home, you eat it there.
No, you don't.
Yeah, whatever.
You gotta do it on the road. Oh man, there's a car. Here he goes. Check.
You know what? We're not gonna get a single stoplight on the way home now.
Yeah, man, we should record always.
Just always recording.
Life goes.
Snitch and Lens.
Life never goes the way you want it when you're recording.
This should be our bonus. We should the Snitch and Lens car podcast. Just us chatting in the car like dickheads.
And now,
I know how much you love that word.
Oh, man, why do you use that word so often?
Oh, it's just such a multi-purpose word.
No, it has one. It has one purpose. It's to insult.
It's to insult. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
No,
stop light.
No, no, snitch.
Stop light, stop light, stop light.
You got to take it with you.
No, no, I'm not taking it with me.
Snitch, you're going to get taken out here, man. Oh, man.
Oh, no, I've taken off the belt. Oh, is somebody going to come up behind us and hit us, you reckon?
Go. Go, 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 go. He's out. He's out. He closed the door. He pulled the leaf out. He threw it on the ground. Retrieve the leaf. Retrieve the leaf.
I didn't need... What do you want the leaf for?
We need the leaf as evidence.
I got it. I got it, by the way. No, I'm fine, by the way.
You just threw it
on.
I
wanted to get the friggin' leaf. I had to get out of the way before some bus took me out. I had to walk out in the middle of the bus lane for this. Good.
This will be on the quality podcast. Quality podcast material right there.